This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He tells us something amazing. And the Quran is full of these reminders from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً. Have you not seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He strikes the example. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying strikes the example? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes that example. It was easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, do this and do that. But He draws our attention by saying, do you not see that Allah strikes the example of a good word? كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ is like a good tree. أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ Its roots are dug into the ground, very firm in the ground. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ And the branches are up, you know, the trunk and its branches are up in the heavens. That is what you see of the good word. And this, the scholars say, refers to La ilaha illallah, the shahada, the kalima, that which enters us into the fold of Islam, that banner of faith for a believer. But I'd like to invite you to pay attention to the fact that if we are to establish this shahada in our lives, the belief that Allah is the one, the only one worthy of worship, then that has long-standing or long-reaching effects. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا That this tree, it gives its fruit all the time with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you establish that La ilaha illallah within your life, then even the words that you say to others become better. And what is the standard of judgment for a believer? As to his judge of character, how do we judge his character? How do we judge the character of a person? Can anyone answer? We know the standard from the standard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ The best of you are those who are best to their families. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي And I am best to my family. So when we speak to our family members, the manner in which we speak to them is what determines how good our character is. It is easy for us to be good to our colleagues at work. It is easy for us to be good to strangers. Hi there, how are you? Polite, open the door. Yes, thank you, please. But is that how you speak to your family? How did you address your wife the last time you spoke to her? How did you address your child the last time you spoke to him? Ask yourself that question. And that is your standard of judgment as to whether your character is good or not. You see, when you encourage a child and you encourage your wife and you encourage your husband to be good and you say, MashaAllah, you've done so well in this. Do you know how far-reaching the effects of those words are on that child and on your spouse? They are dying to hear you say, MashaAllah, you've done a good job. But some fathers are just so harsh in their mannerism. Yes, go, do your homework. Come on, come here, go there. Hey, calm down. Take it easy. This is your son. Allah gave you this child as a gift. And your words matter to this child. When you abuse the child and not only say that which is good, let that, put that aside. Some fathers, some mothers, you find them busy calling their children, hey donkey, hey you idiot, hey you monkey. Forgive me, I know we're in the masjid, but these are facts. You know, donkey, why? Well, if the child's a donkey, then what does that make you? Right? Good question. So why are you saying these words? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an example of that as well. وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ And the example of a bad word can وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ is like an evil, bad tree. اجتثت من فوق الأرض. It has been uprooted above the ground. ما لها من قرار. There is no firmness, steadfastness in that tree. When you see a tree lying on the ground, what does that mean? It means the tree is dead. It means there is no goodness that comes off this tree. It means that it will disintegrate and go back into the ground, useless, doesn't actually bear fruit. So the tree doesn't perform its function. When you say a bad word to your child, it too has long-standing effects. And it will affect the psyche of that child because the child will grow up thinking, I'm a donkey. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. I don't know what I'm saying and how I say it. And I don't know how to speak. I'm a failure. How many times have I heard children saying, parents saying in front of their child, this child's a failure. Do you know what that does to the heart of that child? It breaks the child. So the child grows up with the psyche that I'm a failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this bad word as those who disbelieve in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is the actual meaning. But we can take it and, you know, put it, superimpose it onto words that we say to our children as well. And use the same principle. مَا لَهَا مِنْ قَرَارٍ يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives firm belief to those who believe. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا He gives them steadfastness, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا With a firm and steadfast word in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with it in this world. Why? Because when you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only do you believe in the shahada, la ilaha illallah, but that shahada has fruit that it bears. And you can see the fruit very clearly in a person's character. So the words that they say are good. The words that they utter are good and kind and sweet and gentle. And they are firm when they need to be firm. But they are never rude and bad and evil in their speech. So I invite you to improve your words with your family members. Encourage your children. Encourage your spouses. And together you will become stronger. They will respect you more. They'll love you more. They'll understand you. And they will look forward to seeing you. You know, some parents, when the father knocks on the door or he opens the door at the end of the day and he walks in, the children cower away, they run away. They hear the car pulling up in the drive and they run to their rooms. They don't want to see the father. Why? Ask yourself the question, why don't my children want to see me? Why don't they want to spend time with me? And if the answer is they're in their teens and they're growing, etc., that's understandable. But if there is something that you've done, then you need to change, my brother, my sister. You need to change the way that you speak to them, encourage them. Even when you have a child whom you deem not to be fit for society, you may think this child is a waste. There's nothing that good that's come out of this child. I've done everything for the child. And nothing good has come of this child. Make a good dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Treat the child well. Encourage the child in the little goodness that you see from that child. And wallahi, you never know where that will take that child. I will leave you with one example. One example. There was a man in America. And this man, he went to the, you know, do his SATs. I don't know if you've heard of what SATs are. It's the benchmark for to get into university. So he goes to do his SATs and he actually gets back the result and he's done exceptionally well. So I think it's 1300 or 1400 out of 1500 and he's done very well. And he goes on to become the topmost person in his profession, recognized as the topmost in his field. And years later, they discover that those marks for the SATs were mixed up. So the very belief that this person had done well in his exams is what drove him to actually do well. It's not the mark itself. It's not his intelligence. He just believed in himself. When you nurture a child who believes in themselves, they will stand for the morals that they believe in, for the principles that they believe in, and they will grow and prosper and come to fruition. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good words. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal give us the ability to say that which is good always. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.